Well, here we are, 2024. I trust that everyone had great holidays, and thank you for allowing us time away. We left out of here Christmas Eve, as soon as the services were over, and we were in Arkansas by about midnight their time. And then last Sunday morning, we left a little before 7 our time here and arrived home about 7 o'clock. Sunday evening, a big thank you to Vic for sharing the word last week. And as we begin this year, this new year, you can see that maybe it's going to be a little different than what is typical. A message that we've entitled Reflection and Anticipation. Well, as the clock struck midnight on December 31st, 1999, the world braced for chaos. Fallout shelters were ready. Batteries were charged and in place with spares. Candles were prepped. Food was stocked. Drink was everywhere. Because our world was stressed over the impending doom of Y2K. For those of you old enough to remember, there was panic that was spread throughout the media, fearful that the Y2K computer bug would break the world's electronic system. And this bug, it was predicted, would prevent online clocks from turning forward to 2000, and it will revert everything back to 1900, causing banks and nuclear power stations and electrical grids to fail. Maybe you remember this. Remember, turn your computer off before midnight, 12/31/99. Lots of fear all over the world, wasn't it? Was it going to be the end of the world? Well, here we are some 24 years later. And we look back on it and we kind of laugh at it, don't we? That was kind of crazy. All that fear for nothing. Now, January 2024 has made her appearance. And this new year gives us opportunity to do two things. To first of all, reflect. To reflect on the past. What does the word reflect mean? It means to consider thoughtfully. And so we have opportunity as each new year rolls around to carefully, thoughtfully look back over the past for a few moments. But it also gives us opportunity to anticipate. The word anticipate means to look forward to expect. Now, we understand we don't know what tomorrow holds. And maybe we don't really want to know what tomorrow holds. Have you ever thought about that? I mean, if you knew that you were going to come into a big inheritance tomorrow, maybe you would go, yeah, I'd like to know that. But what if tomorrow was the last day of your life? Do you want to know that? You know, I don't think we really want to know what the future holds. But I think it's good for us to anticipate, to look forward to expect things and to plan ahead. Now, there is danger in dwelling too long on the past. Kind of like driving your car and only looking in the rearview mirror. How safe is that? But there are benefits to glancing back for just a few moments and remembering the lessons that we have learned. Reflecting on all that God has done and then as we look forward, it brings a sense of excitement for the potential that is out there. What comes ahead for us? Again, we really don't know because tomorrow isn't guaranteed, but it is appropriate for us to look ahead and anticipate what the Lord might do for us. Before we do that, I would like for us to look at a passage of Scripture, 1 Chronicles, Old Testament, 1 Chronicles chapter 16. And I would like for us to look at verses 8 through 12, 1 Chronicles 16, verses 8 through 12. Here's what it says, "Give thanks to the Lord. Call on his name, make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him, sing praise to him. Tell of all his wonderful acts. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles, and the judgments he pronounced. Let me give you just a little bit of background so we can fully grasp this particular passage of Scripture. The Ark of the Covenant had been taken from the Israelites by the Philistines, who were their perpetual enemies. The Ark was very special for the people of Israel because it represented the presence of God. It was normally kept in the Holy of Holies, and God's presence would come as the high priest would go in and would settle on the top of the Ark of the Covenant. But at some point, it had been taken from the Israelites in defeat. Now it was time to return it back. The Philistines had sent it back, but it had not been brought to the city of David, which is just south of Jerusalem. King David wanted to return the ark to its rightful place, so he had a specific place prepared, and then he instructed the Levites, bring the ark to the city of David. And it's upon the return of the ark that David penned the words that we just read to you. It's a psalm of thanks. Notice with me how David begins this psalm of thanks. He says, give thanks. Some translations say, give praise to the Lord. You see, God had done something very special. This ark, this valued piece of furniture, if you will, representing God's presence, was now back where it belonged. And that brought a sense, an expression of thanksgiving. And while we know David wasn't celebrating a new year as we've just celebrated, it seems to me there is no better way to begin a new year than by giving God thanks for what he's done. Amen? He goes on to say, tell of all his wonderful acts, glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. And then David goes on to say, remember the wonders he has done, his miracles, and the judgments he has pronounced. So for a few moments this morning, what we want to do as a staff is to take some time to reflect on what God has done for us in 2023 and then look forward with anticipation to what he may do for us in 2024. And I want to begin with just a few highlights, and then each of the staff will be sharing. Understand this, we're not going to be able to cover everything that God did in 2023. And so if we miss out on something that you were a part of, it's not on purpose. Just know that we're touching on a few things. We don't have time to go through every single item. But let me just begin with just a few things. First of all, in 2023, 14 people were baptized. These 14 individuals publicly declared their faith in Jesus Christ and said, I will follow him all the days of my life. What should our response be? I think it should be, thank you, Lord. Could you just say that with me? Thank you, Lord. That was weak. Can we say it again? Thank you, Lord. And we're going to ask you to just keep doing that, okay? Throughout the year, Fresh Food Ministry. What is Fresh Food Ministry? It's food distribution. And throughout the year, we distribute food once a month, and we distributed in 2023 1,800 boxes of food to those in our community who are in need. And I want to say thank you to Betsy Foltz for leading this ministry, and thank you to every one of you who have come up on those Tuesdays in the cold, in the rain, in the heat, and you volunteered your time, assisted in distributing the boxes, and we say, thank you, Lord. Well, several of you have volunteered to serve and help out in a community supper that is hosted at Central United Methodist on the Thursday evening, every Thursday evening, I believe it is, 4 to 6. Jana McCall, we want to thank you for leading this ministry. And she doesn't really want us to make a big deal about it, but she's up for a pretty interesting recognition in our community. So hope you voted for her. If you would like to help out, talk to Jana. It is really an awesome thing to see anywhere from 60 to 100 people from our community walking through those doors, being provided a free meal, and to see the conversations that are being had. For that, we say, thank you, Lord. In September, a Barry County Christian School Kilpatrick campus began with 13 students. After approximately 2 years of praying about, researching, considering our options, Kilpatrick ultimately partnered with Barry County Christian School, who's been in existence for 50 years, and we became a satellite campus of theirs. Over this period of time, God has provided in miraculous ways in His perfect timing. And now, just a couple weeks before Christmas break, the school began to meet in the portables that are out there. And at the end of the service this morning, we're going to pray for the school. And then the portables are going to be open for you to take a tour through there. All right? But a big thank you for all who have given of their time and of their resources and of their finances to make this happen. Teresa's going to give us more of an update a bit later. And for that, we say, thank you, Lord. I want to say thank you to each of you for the way you have prayed for and supported by words of affirmation and by your finances this project. I truly believe that God is going to do some great things in the lives of our students as they are getting an education from a biblical worldview. Well, there's one more thing I probably shouldn't fail to mention, and that is the hospitality crew. Congratulations, I think you consumed over 30,000 cookies in 2023. And who knows how many gallons of coffee. And so I want to say thank you to all of those who serve in the hospitality area. And could we just say, thank you, Lord. Well, that's just a handful of highlights for the overall ministry. Now I want you to listen carefully as each of our staff shares a handful of highlights. And as we reflect on them, here's my heart's desire, that we rejoice because of what God has done and that we look forward with anticipation with what He's going to do. We're going to begin with Neil as he shares with us what God has done.
Good morning again. Am I running the clicker, Rock? All right. This morning, I'm going to start in one area of ministry that probably a lot of people don't think a whole lot about, but is very, very crucial for Sunday mornings to happen, and that is our greeter ministry. In 2023, we had over 50 people, 50 different volunteers, cover 364 positions throughout the year. They manned the welcome center, they manned the parking lot, they handed out bulletins, they worked the greeter area, they greeted you at the doors as you came in. They were here for you and to make all people feel welcome and safe, hopefully. I would like to say that if you were part of that 50, you averaged one Sunday every 7 weeks. And that's pretty amazing. You worked one Sunday every 7 weeks. If you served on the greeter team in 2023, would you please stand up for a second? None of you know I'm going to do this, but if you served in 2023, please stand up. Very nice. Thank you. And from the bottom of our hearts, we say, thank you, Lord. Looking forward to 2024, we're going to keep doing the same things. We already have a few new faces joining our team, and if there's something you're interested in, if you've never really thought about it or God has moved you right now, then just let me know in between services and maybe you'll be a new face too. Moving on to missions. I probably didn't even... Missions. In January last year, about this time, 26 of us went to Puerto Viejo, Costa Rica, and we built a house for a family in need like we've done every year for quite a few years. We handed out Bibles. We loved on the locals. In July of last year, we sent 8 people from Kilpatrick to Guatemala City to run a medical clinic, help with that, run a mobile medical clinic. We loved on the locals. We fed the homeless. And along with that, 8 of us in August from Kilpatrick went with 14 from Sunfield back to Puerto Viejo for their first trip and did the same thing we did in January. Built another house, loved on locals. So 26, 8, 34, 42 of us last year through a collaborative Kilpatrick event went on missions. And a part of that, we had, aside from that, we had Kristen Patrick went to Germany and to the Middle East. We can't say exactly where, I don't think. And I hope I didn't miss anybody. I was really brainstorming to make sure. If you went on a mission trip, let me know. I'd love to know. But all those things happen because of you guys. None of those things happen because we say, hey, we're going to go on a mission trip. You all buy pies. You guys all tithe. You guys all give generously of beyond your tithes. You come to cornhole tournaments and support us there. You do all kinds of things for us. I know some of you just say, here's some money. Go serve the Lord. So for all those things, we say, thank you, Lord. Looking forward, we're doing the same thing. Here in about 10 days, we're heading back to Puerto Viejo, 22 of us this time from Kilpatrick Church. We'll be gone for another week. We're going to build another house for a family in need. We're going to do that every January, as far as we know, as long as the Lord lets us. Again in July, we've got another team going to Guatemala to do the same thing we did last year, to help work the medical clinics, to love on the homeless, to do all the things in Guatemala City that we did. Beyond that, there's a chance. We're still working out details. Those two trips are full and are happening no matter. There's another chance of a trip in late spring to San Jose. That would be a building trip, doing work on a YWAM base, and another trip in September, a little bit later in September, another building trip that would be in Guatemala City. There's also a UB Global trip coming up. They have UB Global trips all the time, but there's a UB Global trip that has kind of caught my attention going back to Chiang Rai, Thailand. And that's the next October. So if any of those things interest you, if any of those things next year, wow, it's even hard to think. So we're actually even looking at 2025 too. But if any of those things for this year catch your eye for missions, just let me know in between. And like I said, all those things happen because of you and obviously because of God. For all those things, we say, thank you, Lord. And finally, last but not least, and really not even last, but youth ministry. Lots of things happen in youth ministry, as you can imagine. Lots of learning, teaching, lots of fun, lots of food. Our kind of unofficial slogan is, know Jesus and make Jesus known. That's our whole hope for our students, is that they know Jesus and they're able to make Jesus known. We have had series down there called from Everything in 2023, from Where's God When Bad Things Happen. We talked about for 4 weeks, Where's God When Bad Things Happen. We talked about how the best way to show your friends Christ in all different situations that they're going through. We even had a series this fall where we really went through spelling out the gospel and what it means to share the gospel and how that looks for a teenager, not just, yeah, go share the gospel. It's really easy to tell your friends about Christ, but how you do that. I won't make anybody stand up, but if the teens remember, Jada, I'm looking at you. If the teens remember, it was, you're not just going to come up to somebody and, I say it bad, but vomit the gospel on them. You're not just going to be like, hey, come here, let me tell you all about this. You're going to care for them. You're going to be praying for them. And eventually that's going to lead to sharing for them. So lots of good learning things. Another big thing for the youth this year is we started last year was in January through May, we met up here just like we had been out in the narthex, out in one of our, what we called our living room area. And we did that, been doing that for 2 or 3 years. Over the summer, through some very generous donations, through a lot of people's hard work, we moved all that downstairs and we have a new youth room downstairs. We don't have any clever name for it yet. Somebody asked me the other day, what do you call it? The youth room. So if you have an idea, I'd love to know. If it's good, I might use it. I won't steal it from you, but I'll use it. So that was a big deal for the youth. And we also had a lot of fun, and we ate quite a bit, just like 30,000 cookies, I think. Outside of regular Sunday night ministry, we had overnighters at Craig Cruiser's. We actually took a bunch of people, a bunch of students and families to Cedar Point this year. We always have our annual Camp Living Waters Winter Bash, which is coming up in a week or so. And we also, for the last 3 or 4 years, do a cleanup event. We coincide it with our end of the year event, but we show up in great numbers for Swifties, for the Swifties cleanup. And I can tell you right now, in the past, it's been a dozen to maybe 18 of the same mostly older people that show up every time for the Swifties cleanup. And they do maintenance. It's their yearly maintenance. And for the last 3 years, Kilpatrick Youth has showed up in great numbers. And you have never seen people smile from ear to ear like they do, because we get things done quickly. We may not get things done well. No, I'm just kidding. We get done things done well and quickly. The kids go all out. It's awesome. And then food. We fed an average of 25 to 30 students every Sunday night, plus all our adult volunteers, which is usually 6 or 7. I think maybe I'll start keeping track of the weight of the food, but I haven't done that yet. And we have a little thing down there that beyond just feeding them dinner, we sell snacks and get them all sugared up for you before they come back home too. So it'd be interesting to know. So for all those things, again, we have a ton of volunteers for that. I'm going to just highlight some: Carissa Geiger, Dennis Weber, Ron Leonard, Cindy Damon, Teresa Weber, my wife Michelle, Candace Spitzley, Yvonne Leonard. All those people make all those things happen, plus more. If I missed you, I love you, and I'm sorry. But all those people, almost every Sunday night, make sure those kids feel loved, make sure those kids feel like they have somebody they can talk to, make sure that they're fed and well-fed. So for all of those things from 2023, we say, thank you, Lord. Looking forward, obviously, we're going to keep doing the best we can do to keep having students know Jesus and equipping them to let others know Jesus. We're still going to do all the fun things. We have Winter Bash. We're going to do another Craig's Cruisers overnight. I'm hoping, here's my plug, I'm hoping that we're going to do another Cedar Point trip. So like I said, that's not just open for students, but that's also for families, Kilpatrick families. It was a good, fun time. Hopefully everybody felt the same way. And we're also not done downstairs with what we're doing. We're gonna repurpose the old kitchen back into a kitchen. So there's still physical labor that needs to happen down there. There's still things we have to buy for that area. We're still not done with the fun things we'd like to have for them to do down there. My plan was nothing electronic, and I think we've stuck to that. It's all board games. There's air hockey, I guess. You plug that in. But there's foosball. There's a billiard, a bumper pool table. We're still looking for better equipment down there. What I bought this summer is okay, but it's junk also. So we're trying to upgrade that. I would love, as Rocky said, you know, go out. We're going to pray over the portables. We're going to go visit the portables. If you have not been downstairs, go downstairs and see the youth room. See what you guys have done. And if there's something you think of, oh, I've got one of those downstairs that I don't use, let me know. And as Rocky said, we're looking forward with anticipation of what God is going to do. Not what we are going to do, but what God is going to do. And for all those things, we say, thank you, Lord. Up next, we're going to hear from Pastor Vic.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah, benevolence is next. Maybe. Is that right? Other way. There it is. Okay, benevolence. There was an amazing amount of funds given by the congregation for benevolence. Thank you for your generosity. In a typical year, those funds are given out for 4 main areas: housing, utilities, health issues of some kind, and transportation. And the majority of local people that we help are single moms with children. We'll help anyone in the Lakewood area. And our priority is for unforeseen crisis situations. If they should have seen it coming, we may not help that much. But even with the economy and inflation, we had a typical year of typical requests. We usually run per year between $6,000 and $7,000 of help for people in the area. Next is men's ministry. And the year starts with a men's winter retreat here at Kilpatrick on the first Friday, Saturday of February. Last year, we covered three sessions on the life of the prophet Elijah. Men's ministry offers a three-year series on men's topics called 33 the Series. And this year, we covered a man and his work and a man and his marriage. And we had our annual fall men's retreat with guest speaker Stan Key come in. We also had three other churches join us this year, which was exciting, from McCollum, Sunfield, and we even had somebody from Ada come in. There's a men's chili cook-off is our December event. And this is open to all men in Lakewood area. It's just open. Guys gather, come, have fun, fellowship. We had 46 guys attend that, which was 10 more than the previous year. So we were excited about that. In 2024, the men's winter retreat is called These Three Kings, and we cover the life of three lesser-known kings and the life principles that we can learn from them. You have the bad, the good, and the godly kings. Beginning in February 6th, we will finish our three-year study in 33, the series, with a man and his fatherhood. And in 2024, fall men's retreat, I just got an okay from Steve Fish of UB Global Ministries, who's going to come and speak, and he'll use expository method in Scripture as we go through some issues for men. We need more men to lead men's life groups, put on events, serve in children's ministry, serve in youth ministry, serve at VBS. Say, well, why do you ask for that? Because I think it's important that kids see men serving in the church. If that is for you, come and talk to me. We'll get you plugged in. Life groups is my final one. And we have a variety of life groups, couples, men's, women's, what's called special interest groups, which is like financial peace, which starts this Tuesday. One-on-one discipleship with friends, neighbors, co-workers is going on. The discipleship training event called The Walk, we put on hiatus since COVID. And this year we brought it back. Matt Friedman came in, spoke on the first Friday, Saturday of November. And we were given information, examples, tips, tools to develop discipleship in our homes. The sessions are on our website. If you'd like to look at those, I do have study guides that I can print off for you if you'd like to go through that in your home. And I can provide you with 5Q question cards that you can use for family devotions around the dinner table if you'd like to do that, grandparents as well. This year, we had four Barnabas huddles, and that is added training, equipping for a one-evening format for our life group leaders. And the discipleship fair kicks everything off every September, so you can get plugged into small groups. In 2024, on April 20th, we will have a couples night with author Stan Key of One Way Ministries. And this year's theme is Marriage Matters. And he will be addressing the why questions about biblical marriage. Why did God design marriage the way he did? Why is biblical marriage the best form of marriage? And why does marriage matter? So if you're married or plan on being married someday, come and be a part of our first annual Couples Night and become biblically informed, grow in your understanding of marriage, and why God designed marriage the way he did. For life groups, we need more couples groups. So if you and your spouse would like to head up, facilitate a small group, I'd like to meet with you. We desire everyone to disciple someone. One-on-one discipleship could be with a child, could be with a spouse, coworker, neighbor, friend. You could facilitate a men's, women's, couples, special interest group. Our seniors need folks who will invest in them, put on gatherings, events, small groups, dinners, trips. If that's right up your alley, come and talk to me. In September, we will again offer a discipleship training curriculum called Deeper Journey so that you can get trained to make disciples. We've had 33 people go through that already. We have over 50 life group leaders. And in September, we will again offer that Deeper Journey. So think about that. Come and be a part of that and get trained. If you're not in a life group, I encourage you to start one or join one. If you are not able to be part of a group on a weeknight or weekday basis, I encourage you to come to Sunday school. Our Sunday morning downstairs, KC28, is during second service. In 2023, we covered cults, world religions, the heresy that took place in the Colossians church, and now we are moving into the Gospel of John. So come and be a part of that. So we thank the Lord for what he's doing in so many ways. Now Jess will come up and share.
Good morning, everyone. Our ministry is structured a little different. It won't be quite that exhaustive. Brandon and I had a fairly productive beginning of the year this year. We got to share with you here, and we did some women's ministry and men's ministry music and even a conference. We kind of enjoyed tag-teaming the role together with our different skill sets. You know, we joke that we're complete opposites, but we both met by music and love to do music together. But we would be remiss if we took much credit for the music you've been enjoying here. A lot of the credit is due to your worship team because they were able to step up and be willing and capable to plan and prepare and share with you all when we could not. In 2023, we had some chaos. And kind of what the Lord has been drilling home for us is that worship is not synonymous with music, and a lot of us think that. Music's a part of that. It's wonderful to worship in the form of music, but when you are a spirit-filled believer, everything that you do is your offering of worship to the Lord. And if you are a keeper at home, and you are wiping messes, and you are feeding children, and you're getting up at night, that is your act of worship to the Lord, even if no one sees it. And if you're a provider for your family out working, doing a thankless job, it isn't unseen. That is your act of worship. And we learned as a couple that we have been called to serve in some very unexpected places and in unexpected capacities. And we weren't able to commit fully to our role here and commit our full attention to doing worship in the form of music. So the Lord taught us how to worship better in our daily tasks, which have included caretaking at an entirely new level. And we're not out of the woods. It's difficult to be here today. Part of us are here, some are at home. But if the Lord allows, as we ease back into our responsibilities, riding these ups and downs, we plan to keep our goals much the same. We desire to bring you always theologically sound and musically rich songs to usher you into thoughtful, intentional, conscientious worship of God, as opposed to the kind of emotional and vapid trance-like music that's popular on Christian radio today. We take that very seriously. We want you to be able to focus on the lyrics so that you can prepare your heart to receive God's word in the message. And we also want to bring excellence. We're not perfect. We can't bring perfection, but we try to bring our best to you so that we're never a distraction up here from you worshiping and focusing on the lyrics, focusing on the Lord. So, again, thank you, Lord. Thank you for being patient with us and supporting us and giving your best in song with us in this coming year.
All right. So I have the privilege of sharing about children's ministry, and there's really four topics that I just wanted to cover. The first of 2023 that was a huge success for us was our Trunk or Treat that was held here at the church. We do three different big outreach events for children's ministry, and they include the Easter Egg Extravaganza that we partner with Manna's Market. We do the Vacation Bible School, which will be no longer this upcoming year. We're going to be looking for a new outreach event in the summer. And then our third one in October is our Trunk or Treat. And the reason why I say it was such a success is the fact that over 90% of the kids and families that came to this event were not from Kilpatrick. And don't get me wrong, I love Kilpatrick's kids, but these events, I want to see new kids. I want to see kids that might not have a home church, their family doesn't have a home church, and they're looking for a place to get connected. It was a couple years ago that at National Conference, we heard about how a tube of toothpaste from Operation Shoebox Ministries turned this girl to Christ. It was just it was toothpaste. And I think about, what can Trunk or Treat do? What could God do through this event, through candy, through an Easter egg? And we know that he's at work after these events and he's not stopping. So that is a huge success for us. Second one, props to many of you on this one. We have an overflowing nursery. You know that it takes two to make that happen. The Bible says, be fruitful and multiply. We can check that box, everybody. We've done well. The nursery, the 0 to 2 side, I cannot believe how many little kids we have in there. And there were so many more that were born in this past year, and there are more coming. And it just warms my heart seeing little kids and infants and toddlers. And I give thanks for my wife for heading up that nursery side of things, and I give thanks to all the nursery volunteers that make sure that this is happening every single week. And I really appreciated Vic saying that men getting involved, because I started when I was about 10 to 12, helping in nursery. This is not just a female thing. This is both genders coming together. So whether you are helping in nursery, or we have two incredible teachers in First Look with Heather and Teresa, we have myself and Mr. Brian Potter in First Service, and then in Second Service, we have Mary, Candace, and we have just added Liberty and Mercy Miller to our team too. We have overflowing kids. Every week, it's usually it can be from 35 all the way up to 50, 60, or 70. From birth to fifth grade. And if you want to know how a church is doing, that's a good sign right there. So we give thanks to God for that. We also give thanks for the fact that we have an incredible children's facility in First Look Room, and they were not just made for Sunday only. They were meant for events held during the week, and now some of those events include our school. And I will say that I'm very proud of the fact that Teresa and her teachers are able to use the facility for worship. They're able to use it for lunch and other different events. It's great that we're able to take those and use it. It's not my room. It's not my teacher's room. It's God's room to use it as he sees fit. So, and finally, what have your kids been learning about? It's all a question that you're wondering, because sometimes what they tell you is not what we're learning. We are learning about the prophets, books of the Bible. We are finishing up the Ten Commandments. We did the fruits of the Spirit. We took each week, we had a new fruit. And now we're moving into, what is your spiritual gift? And to have those discussions with these kids is so incredible and entertaining at the same time, to hear their hearts. And I will say that we're looking for a First Service teacher to join Mr. Brian and I. We are two fun dudes, I'll tell you that. It doesn't just have to be a guys' club. We're looking for somebody that might bring a little more pep and zeal, because even my own children will say Second Service is more fun than First Service. But Mr. Brian and I do a fantastic job, so I'm going to disagree with them there. So, but if you would love to join, and if you're going, I don't know that much about the Bible, that's okay. We're learning right along with these kids. They're asking questions that sometimes I don't know and I need to research. We'd love to have you join. So with that being said, we're going to say, thank you, Lord. And I'm going to pass it on. Well, there's my point. So I did a great job there. Give it to Lori.
Well, again, good morning. It was a wonderful year for women's ministry, and like others have said, God has done so much, there's not enough time to mention everything, so we'll just highlight a few things. In the spring, we had our women's retreat, which was about 70 women in Shipshawana, and our speaker was Lauren Hogg, the creator of the James Method, which is a version of verse mapping, and it breaks a verse down word for word, studying each one to help you truly understand what you're reading. And we all loved this workshop-style retreat, and a small group started out of it where women continued to verse map together through the rest of the season. We had KC Moms, and they've been looking at the different spiritual disciplines each month and helpful tips, tools, and resources to implement them in your home, things like service and what that looks like for each role in the family. Prayer and prompts and cards to do with your family at the dinner table or whenever you can. Study and different tips and techniques for each person's different learning style. And it's been really beneficial for all of us. And then our overall theme for KC Women this year has been Rise, with a theme verse of Psalm 121, 1 through 2. I lift my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. And each month, we've been looking at a different woman in Scripture and the mountain she was facing, how she didn't have to climb it alone because she looked to God for help. We focused on helping women feel connected to other like-minded friends and accountability partners. So there have been prayer mentors available at each event to listen and offer prayer and encouragement and confidentiality. This theme and these goals also generated another small group that taught women how to be spiritual mothers and mentors that create other spiritual mothers and mentors, so the cycle will continue. For the 2024-2025 season, we're looking to continue diving deeper into our relationship with God. In the Old Testament, there was a temple and a sacrificial system in place. In the New Testament, the old pattern passed away when Jesus came as the perfect sacrifice. We are now the temple with the Holy Spirit dwelling in us, and we're going to take a closer look at what it means to be a living sacrifice. I'm really excited for what God has in store for us, for KC Women, and if you're not involved and you want to be involved, come and see me. We would love to have you there. And with that being said, I'm going to invite Teresa to share an update about BCCS Kilpatrick.
Okay. So I have a list of things kind of that we've been through real quick. In May, I was offered the principal position after interviewing and touring and everything, and so that's kind of where my perspective steps in. I know there was a lot going on before that. Any of you that have been involved in getting the school going knows that God has been right there in the midst of it and how he's provided for us, whether it's been staff or buildings or furniture. But before I go through that list of things, I just want to give you, kind of in case you haven't heard it, kind of a synopsis of the school. When we were, during the summer, as we were getting prepared and I was talking to different people about it, I had somebody ask me, so what do you offer that the public school can't? And which I thought was a great question, because it's not about a competition. It's not about we think Lakewood is bad, because I've spent a lot of years. I worked for Lakewood for 17 years. Love it. Love the other staff. I went there. My kids went there. So I thought that was a good question, and I've tried to keep that in mind daily as we go about. And the biggest thing is that besides getting outside of all that's going on in the world, I shouldn't say getting outside of it because we're still affected by it, but being able to look at it from a different perspective. And teaching the kids, not only do we include the Bible and Jesus in our teaching, they get daily Bible teaching. We start out each morning with a morning worship. But we're teaching them how to be a light. We talk about that all the time. In fact, our yearly verse is about being a light. And let your light shine before others so that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. And so we're teaching them to be a light in all of this darkness around us. As a public school teacher, you know, I tried, I looked for areas where I could do that, but it just, for a lot of different reasons, it's hard to do that. So we're preparing these kids so that they can go out and they can be a light to their families, to their friends, to anyone they meet out in the world as they go on. We're also teaching them how to be good Christian people. You know, that's another thing that's really hard to teach in the public schools is, you know, ethics and morals. And so we can actually shine a light on that and teach them that. And like, for example, at Christmas time, leading up to that, we talked a lot about the Christmas story and from different perspectives, and so that they could share that. You know, I challenged families, have your kids share that so that they know how to do that. It's not just about teaching them, but teaching them to teach others. So as the year goes on, that's what we're looking at. What are ways that we can be different, that we can offer different things? So some of the things that we've gone through, we started out in the summer doing tours and consults with families that were interested. We were able to obtain a lot of the furniture that we have in our classrooms now from auctions, where we were able to get desks and tables and chairs and bookshelves and all sorts of things, books, for dollars. We had, I think, 3 trailer loads and 3 truck loads of furniture that we got for, I don't know, like $300. So God has blessed us in that way. Not only that we were able to get those, but that we had people willing to help us move all of that as well on a 90-degree day. We started out our year inside the church in the children's area. Thank you, Matt, and all of you teachers who had to deal with us Sunday after church. Thank you, teachers. They would come in. They would spend hours setting up their classrooms. We'd go through the week, end of the week. On Friday at the end of the day, they'd take them down. But we've been blessed to be able to use that space. We didn't have to stress about trying to get everything done before school started. And we're able to continue to use that area for our morning worship, for our library, for our lunch, anytime we have something where everybody's together. We've had a field trip. We've been able to help with fresh food ministry. Another thing that makes us different that I wanted to include was that our kids are involved in outreach. I want them to see that, yes, you know, you might have needs, but usually there's somebody out there who has a bigger need, and it's our job to help provide that, to be God's hands and feet. We've done some fundraisers. BCCS is very adamant that we keep our tuition lower so that it's available to everybody, not just, if you look at a lot of the private schools, Lansing, Grand Rapids, around us, their tuition's about twice as much as what ours is. We also offer financial assistance. All those things require fundraising. And that also includes the support that we've gotten from you guys, and we really appreciate that. As I mentioned, we do a daily morning worship time. We have weekly chapel where guests are able to come in and speak to our kids for about 15 minutes. If any of you are interested, let me know. They always love to have people in. We now have our curriculum set, and we've been able to use that daily, which is a big deal. If you've ever been a teacher without curriculum trying to teach kids, it can be a little difficult. So each of our topics, we teach Bible, reading, writing, cursive, math, history, geography, spelling, science, and Latin, and all of those have curriculum to support that. We also have specials, art, PE, music, and library. We've had our safety drills, fire, tornado, lockdown drills. We had our fall parent-teacher conferences. We were able to get our first three board members were appointed by the church, and so that's exciting. We had Grandparents' Day in November. We chose our mascot and our school colors. So if you've seen, I noticed Derek has his sweatshirt on today. Our colors are black, scarlet, and silver, and our mascot is the Knights, so BCCS Kilpatrick Knights. We had a float in the parade in Lake Odessa, so that was just kind of fun. The kids all love that. Our biggest joy, I think, right now was that we were able to move into the portables just before Christmas. The kids were thrilled. They got in there, and their faces were glowing that they could have their own classroom. A huge, huge, huge thank you to all those who came and helped. I know some of you could come one time. Some came a few times. Especially I want to thank Rocky and Neil and Gary, who were there all the time, and Dennis, who was there almost every night. And I also want to thank his family, who had to give him up for all that time. But we really appreciate that. So, looking ahead, we are getting ready to do the election for our additional school board members within the BCCS Association. Getting a sign up so that people know that we're there. continuing with the outreach. I believe that's very important for the kids to be involved in that. We'll have a spelling bee, and we'll be a part of the county spelling bee, and then also the winners move on to the regional spelling bee. We have expo where the kids create projects, and they have to present on those things. Getting our parents group going, getting playground up. The kids right now have things they can play with, but they don't have an actual playground out there. And so we've done some fundraising for that, and so getting that going. The big fundraiser, BCCS school-wide, or including all three campuses, they do a clay shoot and a cornhole tournament in the spring. So that'll be coming up. We'll have our kindergarten and fifth grade promotion ceremony. And then looking forward with anticipation about our expansion and what next year will look like and how God wants us to do that, whether it's one grade at a time, whether it's adding middle schoolers, whether it's filling the grades that we have now, just waiting and see and trusting that, you know, he's got that in his hands just like he's had everything else. So thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. And we have Lewis. We can't forget Lewis. Is it C.S. Lewis? But Lewis, he is our school dog. And he is a fun dog to have around. Well, a lot has happened in 2023. And there's a lot of excitement for 2024. I want to wrap up our time very quickly this morning by looking at verse 11 of the scripture we read earlier. David says, "Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Seek his face always. You've heard some of the plans anticipated for 2024. And the one thing that we must remember is this: we will not accomplish our plans in our strength. It won't happen. We don't have the strength to do it. We must look to the Lord. We must depend upon him in order to complete the tasks that lay before us. And then we also need to know this: we must seek his face. Always seek his face. What does that mean? It means that we are looking to understand, God, what do you want? Not what do I want, not what do we want, but God, what do you want? And here's what the scripture says. James wrote, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives generously and does not reprimand for asking. And so we are asking God to give us wisdom, to give us understanding, to know how in each of the areas of ministry that we've talked about this morning, that we can become more and more of what he wants, that we can be effective. So as we strive to accomplish God's mission, it will always be done seeking his face, seeking his will. And this means that we're not going to lag behind and we're not going to run ahead, but we're going to hold his hand and we're going to walk with him as he gives us direction. And here's what I believe, that with God's strength and direction, the future for Kilpatrick Church is bright. I believe that with all my heart. And I'm excited for what God is going to do in us and through us and to us as we face this new year. Now, here's how we want to close this service this morning. We want to pray for the school. We want to pray for Teresa. We want to pray for our teachers, Leslie Broadbeck, Jamie Levesque, and Stephanie Stahl. These four ladies are just pouring themselves into the ministry of teaching our children. We want to pray for them. And then the portables will be, where did she go? There's the portals will be open. Be careful on the steps out there. There has been a little wintry precipitation, but we invite you to just take a tour, take a look, and see what all has been done. God has done so many wonderful things, and he deserves our praise for it. So would you stand with me? And let's pray for our school. And then you'll be dismissed to go take a tour. Father in heaven, your name is to be revered and honored, and we worship you as we come before your throne. We recognize, God, that you have done great and mighty things in Kilpatrick Church and through Kilpatrick Church in 2023. We want to be grateful for that. We want to reflect back on that and say, thank you, Lord. But we don't want to dwell there. We want to look forward to what you have planned for us. Lord, would you grant us wisdom and help us to stay in step with you? We specifically this morning want to pray for Kilpatrick School, the Barry County Christian School Kilpatrick campus. We pray for Teresa as she leads the school. We pray for Stephanie and for Jamie and for Leslie as each of these work so diligently preparing and pouring Jesus and education into our children. We ask that the ministry that takes place out there would be honoring to you and that your kingdom would be greatly impacted throughout the ministry that will take place over the next years. We thank you for that. Lord, as we go take a tour, may it just encourage us and excite us for the future. And may each of us leave this place holding tightly to your hand. We love you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.